The 1965 Voting Rights Act is considered a linchpin of the civil rights movement, barring racial discrimination in voting. But now, the centerpiece of that law, called Section 2, is coming into question at the Supreme Court.
This is a defining moment. This is our civil rights moment of 2025.
Democratic Congressmember Yvette Clark of New York is chair of the Congressional Black Caucus. She calls the lawsuit, Louisiana versus Calais, an affront to every community that has fought, marched, and bled for the right to vote.
Let me be clear. This case threatens to dismantle one of the last remaining safeguards against racial discrimination in our electoral system, and the stakes could not be higher. We are standing on the precipice of what could be a substantial blow to one of the most important civil rights laws in our nation's history. For every step we take toward building a more and just and inclusive democracy, there are those hell-bent on dragging us two steps backward.
The case was argued at the Supreme Court Wednesday in a 2.5-hour long hearing. At issue was a lower court ruling that required Louisiana to create a second black-majority congressional district in order to comply with Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. The question before the court was whether that requirement violated the 14th or 15th Amendments to the Constitution, amendments that ban abridging the right to vote based on race. Civil rights lawyer Janai Nelson of the NAACP Legal Defense Fund argued the case for the appellants.
My opponent's late-breaking and recordless facial and as-applied challenges seek a staggering reversal of precedent that would throw maps across the country into chaos.
She says we only have diversity in districts across the South because of Voting Rights Act lawsuits that forced the creation of congressional districts that empower minority communities. But the opponents argue that using race as a consideration in districting is itself a form of racial discrimination. And some think the time for the Voting Rights Act has come and gone. Justice Brett Kavanaugh seemed to reflect the opinions of the court's conservative majority.
The issue, as you know, is that this court's cases, in a variety of contexts, have said that race-based remedies are permissible for a period of time, sometimes for a long period of time, decades in some cases, but that they should not be indefinite and should have an endpoint.
Whether Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act should have an expiration date is a controversial question. Congressmember Clark of the Congressional Black Caucus says opponents of Louisiana's current map want to use the lawsuit as a weapon to gut the ability to challenge racially discriminatory maps nationwide.
Section 2 is not a relic. It's reality. It's as needed today as it was in 1965. Some might even argue that it's more needed, because we see the attempts under this Project 2025 to reverse the actions of gain, to take away the freedoms and the rights of Americans. Some today, others tomorrow. We must be united to push back against this attempt to destroy our democracy, to undo laws that have given protection and fairness to the American people.
Clark was speaking at a Congressional Black Caucus news conference Wednesday. Caucus member Al Green of Texas noted that he's been redistricted out of his congressional seat in the Texas redistricting. He says ending lawful segregation did not end racism.
So we find ourselves today with the Supreme Court having to make this decision. Does racism still exist in the United States of America to the extent that we need a Voting Rights Act to protect people of color, not just black people?
Yes.
All people of color are subject to the same invidious discrimination. And at some point, we have to take a stand together.
Congressmember Sheila Seferis McCormick of Florida added another perspective on the lawsuit.
We know what this is really about. This is about stealing and netting 20 to 30 seats.
Yes.
That's what this is about. It's not because they believe that racism is gone. It's because there's an election coming and they know they're going to lose. They have made the Voting Rights Act just another tool in their pocket that they want to eliminate so they can have a free-for-all and drive us closer and closer to a dictatorship. And I know firsthand what a dictatorship looks like, and this is where we're heading.
The Supreme Court is expected to rule by the summer, but court watchers are widely expecting that ruling will not favor the Voting Rights Act as it stands today. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.